Now joining the program, head coach for the Winona State women's basketball team after a 1-1 weekend. They lose to Mary on Friday, dominate Minot State on Saturday. Let's start with that Friday loss, coach. And we're talking with Anna Wirtz. I don't know if I said the name, just the fact that you coach the Winona State women. But a story that we've seen a couple of times throughout this year, it was three really good quarters, but the difference in that game was out of the half. That third quarter, they really bested you. Where was the difference in that 10 minutes?
Goodness, in that specific 10 minutes, I'm not exactly sure. I might have to go back and remember. I mean, I felt the game in general, there was some issues, but a big one was our post defense, and I'm blaming them. It is, I should have made some adjustments quicker, made sure that they understood kind of what we needed there. We gave up some lob layups. That honestly we haven't given up in a while. That was something early that I was concerned about, was when are we going to get there where we can trust our posts to kind of handle their own in there so that we don't have to send so much help and open up other things on the perimeter. And we had been doing a great job. And unfortunately this one, we just got, it comes from a good place, but got a little bit over aggressive and started to, we were fronting past the free throw line at times. So we were giving up lobs. So just adjustments that I wish I would have made earlier. But, yeah, as you're noting, we still went into the locker room right there. So exactly what happened. I believe we started with three turnovers and maybe a bad shot, I believe, from what I am now remembering. I kind of put that one in. This whole weekend is a blur, for at least for me, once it's moved on, because it's senior weekend. We have a lot going on. You check off Friday, and then you try to win a game Saturday, and there's just a lot of things that we do to make sure our seniors feel important and valued on this day and night. And so I think, just once Friday was over, it was really just focused on the next day and all the events that we had taking place. So,
speaking of that Saturday, it was a good bounce-back win. You beat Minot by 12. Really, all weekend, you had really good perimeter defense. I know you talk about the inside defense against Mary. That was the difference. But what can you say about the perimeter defense that you had for these two games over the weekend?
Yeah, I think we kind of found our little niche. We have made an adjustment. We've been seeking all year. We knew we're not the biggest team. And so it's tough. You want to go into games and you want to make other teams uncomfortable, but it's not, we've been searching for how do we do that when we're not as big, tall, not able to get the deflections maybe that we want to get all the time. And we have to get a little tighter on our ball pressure in order to get there. And we're just seeking all year, like what we could do to make sure that that teams aren't playing comfortable against us. And I think we kind of found something that's working for us. And, unfortunately a little too late. We tried a few other things. But I don't know, hopeful going into the next weekend here that we might've found something that it gives us some excitement, and excited to get into the weekend for sure.
So speaking of those seniors, before we look on to next weekend, and it's a big weekend in terms of conference placement, conference tournament placement, etc. But to talk about the seniors a little bit, you're going to graduate Olivia Gamoki, Maddie Shimmons, Naomi Bruning, Lindsay Hahn, and I believe Paige Peasley as well. You might have to correct me on that.
Yeah, Stephanie Dosbach, not Paige.
Okay, thank you very much. So I could have just written it down myself. But anyways, what can you say for those five players? And this was really, you've been with Lindsay and Maddie for your entire tenure here. You brought in Olivia Gamoki. But what can you say about this group of seniors?
I mean, it's across the board. It'd be hard to just go one comment fits all, because it doesn't. It is a very diverse group as far as what they bring to the program, our campus community and everything. So tough to say, but just in general, we always say this, I know Olivia Gamoki, we had said this the other day, and we're in this together. That kid works as hard as anybody I'll ever coach in my life and puts in so much time. And so I feel it for her when things don't go the way that I know that we all want them to go, and somebody that puts in the amount of time that she does as well as others in our program. But she had mentioned the other day, I just kind of said, I'm sorry, it's going this way. And she just was, I just loved her comment, but just said, Coach, like, I don't want to be anywhere else. These are the people that I need to be around. And I don't know how she worded it, but basically just like, thank you for recruiting such great people. And they're going to be my forever people, and I'm going to go on, and I'm going to be just fine, you know? And because I don't know. I just feel for a lot of them, because that we have been building our culture these past few years to get people in our program that have just great attitudes, great energy, show up, really want to be at practice, love the game. That's been a really important piece for me, is just being surrounding ourselves by people that love the game and want to put in time. And we've done that. And not only that, but just also just awesome people. And we have a lot of fun being around each other. I think we'd sure enjoy it a little bit more if we could put a few more wins on the board. There's no doubt about it. The moments would be better, but I know in the long term that we've been building our culture, and we have awesome people, and it's in a really good place from that standpoint, and also from a work ethic standpoint. And our seniors have a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking with head coach for Winona State Women's Basketball, Anna Wirtz, a big one this coming weekend. You'll hit the road, take on St. Cloud and Moorhead. Right now, you're in the conference tournament. At least one win would do wonders. Two wins should certainly solidify a spot in that conference tournament. How much of the conversation is centered around the need to win versus do your job every day just like normal?
Yeah, I mean, there's never really any point to emphasize the need to win. If you've got to tell your players that we need to win a game, then you probably don't have the right people in the gym. I mean, I think they know it and feel it. I can mention it to them, because you're correct. I'm afraid we might need both, honestly. So, yeah, it's a big weekend. There's no doubt about it. We'll get it figured out.
It was the first time around was about a month ago to the day today, actually, when you played St. Cloud, and then tomorrow when it was Moorhead. It wasn't your best weekend, to put it lightly, but how are you going to use that first weekend against these two teams in terms of this then weekend?
I'm laughing. It's not funny. I just got done. I just got done watching the Moorhead game and basically saying that in the maybe not as perfect way to our assistant, because it was tough to watch. It was a lot of focus stuff, which is a problem, but then also some communication errors. And we do have youth, but you know, at some point you got to learn that communication on the basketball floor is a non-negotiable. And unfortunately for some people, it takes, you know, going through some adversity and seeing that it's not working to learn that you got to elevate it. Cause I was just looking through the number of times that we had, you know, two people guarding the same person in transition, or out of bounds defense, we didn't communicate on things and gave stuff up there. And I don't know. I mean, and then again, in another good way, you look at it and you're like, wow, like, we couldn't play this bad again. So I'm excited for this weekend. And I know that we definitely have a shot to compete in these games. So.
You sort of talk about the communication, the mentality. Is that going to be the focus on practice this week? And in another way to word the question, you know, what is the key to having success this weekend?
Yeah, that has been a focus probably since that weekend, if not. I mean, it's a focus all year, but definitely, Ben, we have done drills specifically just for communicating since then. So probably this last month we've spent a lot more time. So I like to believe that we're in a better place there. It's just always tough. It was same thing as going back and watching that Mary Minot weekend. That was another one where just stuff that I believe had gotten better. And I think I was correct. We certainly competed with Mary a lot better, and the Minot game went our way this time. So we've gotten better. There's no doubt about it. It's just hard to look back. You just wish you could learn through not having to lose some games. So.
This Friday and Saturday, Winona State women on the road at Moorhead on Friday night at 7:30, at St. Cloud Saturday at 5:30. That's head coach for the Winona State women, Anna Wirtz. Appreciate the time as always, coach. Good luck this week. Good luck this weekend. And we'll talk Monday.
All right. Thank you.